23 to 9. Are you a welfare recipient? Do you currently have a basics card, one which quarantines half of your income? So one half can't be used on tobacco, gambling goods, alcohol and pornography. Well, from Wednesday, you will have the option of transferring over to the CDC, the cashless debit card, or the InDue card. Now, I just go back to late last year, the federal government passed legislation that allowed for the rollout of the cashless debit card. Now, that was because the Centre Alliance's Senator Sterling Griff abstained from voting, which saw it rolled out for continuing the trials and the trial sites and allowed for its voluntary introduction here in the Northern Territory. Now, in addition, businesses in the NT were notified last week and their emails, we understand, were leaked in a data breach. Instead of being blind copied into the email, the bulk email was sent out to every business. So if you're a business, your email is exposed to everyone else. So that's going on top of what is being delivered this Wednesday. So what does Labor Senator for the Northern Territory make of this rollout? Malindira McCarthy joins me. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Stuart, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, have you been given any indication of how this is going to work when we now have a parallel system rolling out from Wednesday?
No idea, Stuart, and that's the real concern here, is that we debated this late last year, expecting the federal government to provide information and for those communities across the Northern Territory and certainly those recipients of the basics card to understand what the federal government was doing. And as far as I'm aware, and I certainly call on your listeners, I understand that not much has occurred in this space.
Well, it's interesting that businesses, merchants who will be dealing with this, we only got an email on Friday relating to the rollout. We put a call into Anne Rustin's office. Obviously, we want to speak to her about what's happening, though it's Services Australia, I understand, are the ones who will be rolling out the InDue card. Given businesses themselves, as opposed to welfare recipients themselves, have only known for a day or two, and this will happen on Wednesday, what do you make of the preparation?
Well, it's abysmal. And I think, it's, again, Stuart, it just shows the lack of trust that there is in this kind of process. All we've asked, and I certainly spoke with the crossbenchers, Senator Jackie Lambie and Senator Rex Patrick at the time, was for the federal government to be really open and transparent in terms of this process. We're talking about over 23,000 Territorians and possibly more who will be supposedly voluntarily invited onto the cashless debit card. But as far as I'm aware, there hasn't been that communication. And I think it's really concerning that over 600 Northern Territory businesses were sent an email late on Friday about something that's going to happen this Wednesday. Mm.
It is only voluntary. I mean, that's the key thing. You know, people who are currently in the basics card have there's no reason for them to move onto this new card. So at the end of the day, it may make no difference to current welfare recipients who are on the basics card.
But the problem is, Stu, is that a lot of the communication that I've heard anecdotally from some of the basics cards recipients is that, you know, they're just being told, look, you're better off going on the cashless debit card, just go on it. Or here's your cashless debit card.
So that's the communication they're getting. They're getting communication saying you'll be better off if you move to the new card.
That's right. So these are anecdotal. So if I'm travelling around the Territory and I'm just asking and having conversations with people who are on basics card, how are you going? How have you been informed? And a lot of them are just saying, well, we, you know, being told this, it's just going to happen and this is the way it's going to happen. And I said, well, that's not exactly how it should be. According to legislation, it's meant to be voluntary and you should be given every bit of information to choose wisely what you want to do.
Well, one of that raises the issue, and I'm pretty sure we spoke to Anne Rustin about this last year, that people would not be sent spam mail with a card in it. Have you heard any suggestion that people have been sent cards already without even asking for one?
Well, look, I wouldn't have probably asked the question, but now that over 600 businesses have been sent an email, you know, with a breach of privacy, I have to ask those questions, Stuart. And next week, we've got the Senate estimates process where I will be talking to and asking the department all of these questions because I am concerned.
But just to clarify, we don't have any evidence of people being sent cards as yet.
Not that I'm aware of, but if your listeners have received it, I'd be interested to know.
As I would. Look, if anyone is a welfare recipient on the Basics Card, look, get in contact 1300 019 783 or text me 0487 99 1057. Is it possible, Senator, that people might flock to the new card in droves? Now, I say this because it's got more flexibility, you can use it in other places, and you can buy tobacco on it. Do you think people might actually choose just to move on to the new card because it will be more flexible?
Well, we know that this is the intention of the federal government, Stuart. They've made it clear in the other jurisdictions that they're rolling it out. What I've pointed out on this occasion is the concern around a compulsory nature. We've certainly not had any issue with people having voluntary view on it, but initially this legislation was about it being compulsory.
True, but just to stress, it's not. It is going to be voluntary, but it depends. What we want to know, and I'm assuming you do want to know, is how has it been rolled out? What is the mechanism by which it will actually get into the hands of those individuals?
Exactly.
With that in mind, at the moment on the Basics Card, you can't buy tobacco. Is that a concern that under this, where we have the worst rates of tobacco use in the country, we have the highest rates amongst our Indigenous population of tobacco use, that we're now essentially making this into a tobacco card?
Well, of course that's a concern. I mean, only, you know, the Aboriginal health organisations, the hospitals, those areas where we've been concerned about cancer rates, of course that's a concern in terms of the sale of alcohol on one card as opposed to not on another card. You've also got the sale of pornography on one card, which initially was the cause of the intervention in terms of bringing in the Basics Card. So there's many contradictory reasons behind how this card is being rolled out. Then you hear from recipients across the other states who say that it's just unjust and unfair, and they're left without having any monies whatsoever to do other things.
But maybe the case in other states where they've been trialling it, but we've had the Basics Card, which was of course kept in by Labor governments over many years as well. So let's be honest, Labor has had a role in keeping the Basics Card in the Northern Territory. Is it not possible that people say, well, actually, I like the flexibility. I like what I'm be able to do with this card and will voluntarily move on to it and make the Basics Card a thing of the past?
Labor's never had an opposition to income management per se, Stuart. We've realised that over the years there has to be that option, in particular for those people, whether it's in the court system or other matters. But what we have had a concern with was always about the compulsory nature of this particular card, and that's no longer the case. Now we need to get feedback from recipients across the Northern Territory as to how this rollout is occurring. I mean, let's remember, the Minister's own report, a $15 million report, has said that this card is not the answer to those problems that she's raised in the Senate.
It did show some benefits. It did show some benefits, though, Senator.
One, two, you know, like...
Which was to do with alcohol, which to do with alcohol consumption. No, but what I'm saying is it wasn't totally saying it didn't have an impact. There was some evidence to suggest it did have an impact, but there were also, it was also inconclusive in some other areas. So
it was predominantly not showing evidence that was overwhelmingly supportive of the cashless debit card rollout. In the Northern Territory, there are other alcohol measures. We have, in the Northern Territory, as you know, we have the BDR register. We also have certainly the point of sale in terms of alcohol. So there are alcohol measures being taken place in the Northern Territory that aren't in other jurisdictions. So they can't say that... it's going to work in the Northern Territory in terms of alcohol when we've already got steps
underway. Very, very, very tough alcohol restrictions here. I'll let you go in just a moment, Senator, but you'll be putting these questions to the department next week. We'll have to speak to Anne Rustin in the next few days about the rollout of this. Do you believe that in time the government will just say, well, we've got 75% of people have moved to the CDC, let's just get rid of the Basics Card? Do you see that as the end game?
Well, this was always the government's end game. I mean, they want to roll this out compulsorily across the country. They couldn't do it in December because we opposed it for the Northern Territory. So they're going to do it by stealth. That's exactly what they're doing.
Also, one question. We're having rallies. Well, they started yesterday in Perth, March for Justice rallies. The PM has said he would meet with organisers but not actually go out to address or be part of the actual... the rally itself. Does he not make a good point that he's happy to talk with individuals, the organisers in his office or in an appropriate place?
Well, I think he's missing the point, Stuart. That's largely been the problem here. Our country needs really good leadership right about now, and it would be awesome leadership to see the Prime Minister, you know, members of the coalition, the Minister for Women out there showing the women of Australia that this is a pivotal moment in our history where everything needs to change.
Mm. Do you also believe, and I'm not suggesting any media strategy on behalf of the PM, but he may also want to avoid thousands of women and supporters having a go at the Prime Minister on the steps of Parliament House?
Well, you use the word avoid. Isn't that really what the issue is here? The avoidance of so many things that matter at the heart of Australian women. And today, Australian women across the country are saying, enough, enough. You know, let's be really clear. Things have to change from grassroots up to the highest leader in the land. And I think it would be the right thing to do to come out and walk with the women of Australia.
Senator, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Malindiri McCarthy this morning talking about a range of issues, mostly about the rollout of the Indue card, or the cashless debit card, as we've spoken about for many years. Of course, the federal government went to the last election saying they would roll it out here. That changed to a voluntary rollout. That voluntary rollout starts this Wednesday. Are you a merchant who will be using the card? You'll have customers coming in using it. And are you someone on welfare? Will you move from the cash from the basics card to the CDC, the cashless debit card? I'd be very intrigued to know if people will see the flexibility. And the key change, which we made the point to Anne Rustin last year, was, of course, that you'll be able to buy tobacco. Tobacco products, and is one of the, if not the, one of the biggest killers of people in the Northern Territory. We historically and always seem to win the Dirty Ashtray Award. But now on welfare, on those CDC cards, you'll be able to buy it. And of course, it's a legal product as well. That's the other side. I mean, tobacco remains a legal product. If a very expensive product. Someone I know had to buy a pouch of tobacco the other day, and I was amazed at how much it cost.